Amen. Peace of Christ be with you. Friends, it's Friday in the final chapel, final day of classes of the semester. Way to go, everyone. Yes. And we have some guests here that are checking out Hope College, and we want to welcome you to our chapel and our place. Also, is there any senior graduating at semester or a senior who's going to be off campus either for a study abroad or a student teaching or for some reason won't be here, but this is kind of your last chapel? Is there anyone here like that? We got a couple. We want to welcome, say we love you. Yes. One quick notice, Hope College. Tonight at 6 o'clock at Pillar Church, there is going to be the Holly Jolly Christmas Bash. It is a Hope College band festivities. It's going to be Hope College music for Hope College people. There's going to be free admission, and there's an ugly sweater contest at 6 o'clock. You might want to come check this out. Our final chapel of the semester. We move into finals next week. And here's the scripture from our brother, the beloved Israel Hippolito, who's going to be speaking to us from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. Awesome.
Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did this as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Israel. Would you come with me to my kitchen last week? I think it's Wednesday. It might be Thursday. I'm not quite sure of the date. But I know that it was after work, and I'm tired, and when I go home and it's dinner time, it's time to try to get my two kids ready to eat. And you're going to figure this out. So that's not an easy thing to do. Kristen and I are trying to get the table ready. We've got a table in our kitchen, and on one side are some chairs, and the other side is a bench, and Kristen and I sit in the chairs, and our kids, Ella and Trigvi, sit alongside of the bench, and we're trying to get them ready to sit down. But they don't want to sit. They want to fight. They stand on the bench, and they're jumping up and down, and they're bouncing up on top of the table that we're trying to set. They're spilling the milk. They're fidgeting. They're defiant. "Can you sit down, please? Can you sit down? Ella, don't hit your brother, please. Trigvi, don't, just listen to me, please sit." And I just want them to listen. I just want them to sit down so that we can eat, so that they can grow up and be good people. But they don't want to sit down. So finally, particularly Trigvi is just unruly, and he's upset because I wouldn't let him have a show until after dinner. And I finally say, "Trigvi, no show." And he stops hitting his sister. And he looks at me. And he sits down, just upset. But finally, I got him sitted. We're going to eat now. And so, sitted, that's, I'm a preacher. They sitted. So We gather at the table, and we have a little candle like this, and we say, "Christ is the light of it," and the kids yell out, "World!" And in him there's no, and they yell out, "Darkness at all!" And I say, "The light shines in the," and they yell out, "Darkness!" And the darkness, and Ella and Trivi shout out, "Cannot overcome it at all." And we light our candle. And then for Advent, we also are memorizing a verse. It's the verse, one of the verses we heard that Israel just read. The prophet said, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And you shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. We had an awkward moment last week when we had to, when Trigvi asked, what's a virgin? We said, I'll get to that later. But right now, we're just going to memorize this verse. That night, I can't remember what day it was, Wednesday or Thursday, a single word struck me. It's a word that I think if we put deep into our soul will allow us to grow like trees planted by streams of water. It's a word that if we can believe and if we can practice and live out will allow us to live in this world with beauty and grace and truth and power. It is a word that allows us, if we can enter into it and understand its full consequence and significance, allow us to commune with the governing dynamics of all reality. It is the word that is the gift to us, to this world, that overwhelms us so that we might be a people of hope. It's the word Emmanuel. God's name. It's the name that the angel was assigned to tell Joseph about, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The word inside the word that catches my breath as I sit down at the table as my son looks at me with defiance is the word with. It's a preposition. It's a bridge that holds the sentence together. God with us. God with humanity, heaven with earth, with the power of with. And it strikes me that this has been what God has always been about. From the very beginning, in the garden, he creates a space so that he could be with a people. And even as we stepped away and we did not listen, and we hid in the shadows, God comes and says, where are you? God wants to be with us, even as God establishes a covenant for a people so that he can be with us, even as he travels with them through a pillar of fire through the desert. He is with them, even as he sends the incarnation, the embodiment of his own son in the flesh, all eternity in the finite pressure of an atom. He is with us. Even in the very last pages of the Bible, the vision we have is God coming down, the new Jerusalem coming down to earth, and God is with us, and he will wipe away every tear. God's nature, God's vision, God's passion and heart is to be with us, and it strikes me that that word with gives us an accurate picture of who God is. God's not absent. He's not far away. As if he doesn't care about us or what's going on here. God is with us. With is to be intimate. With is to be in relationship. With is to have solidarity. With is to be in communion. With is friendship. And it strikes me that maybe with is the bridge that can hold us together. With has the power to reframe our reality. With has the power to reframe and to heal. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was called an old friend. My best friend growing up is named Isaiah. He was my catcher. I was his pitcher. I lived at his house and he lived at my house. His mom and dad were my mom and dad, and my mom and dad were his mom and dad. He's a pastor today and I'm a pastor today. But we've had also different journeys. In Christ, we are brothers. But culturally, we've had really different experiences. See, my friend Isaiah is a black man. We were talking about all of what's going on, the deep, raw emotions. He talked about how he was trying to be with his 17-year-old son right now, trying to explain what's going on, and he can't, and trying to enter in and, use this as a teachable moment for his son to think about, what does it mean to be a black man in America? What does it mean to deal with the police? What does it mean to bear with patience? What does it mean to forgive? What does it mean? And there's confusion and anger and hurt and fear and all of that mess. And what struck me was Isaiah was being with his son. He was entering in with him. This preposition, this bridge. And it strikes me that there is wisdom in that, isn't it? Because that is what God is for us. God is with us. And here at Hope College, is it not time to be with? Sometimes with is more important than the noun or the verb. I sat down at the table, and what struck me is that word Emmanuel, God with us. And it seemed to me, what struck me was the realization that I am the unruly kid. I'm the one that doesn't listen at the dinner table. I'm the one who's defiant when the father says sit. And God has made a choice to enter into life with us, enter into this mess with us, to the degree that he would give his own life so that we might know healing and the power of communion and intimacy and solidarity. I looked at my son. He's 5. He's trying to make sense of things. I picked up my plate and I moved it across the table, and I sat down at the bench between Ella and Trigvi. And we ate there for a while. And then as I sat there, Trigvi just put his head on my shoulder. Whiff. Maybe my job isn't always to give directive. Maybe my job is just to be present. Whiff. And you know what I felt? Pure joy. Just with my son. Joy is the consequence of being with God. And the good news for us, my friends, is Emmanuel. God is with us. Who God is God is with us in this place at this time. And to know that, to believe that, to enter into that is pure joy. And you know what I like to do when I feel joy? I like to sing. You've got such good voices. It's the final chapel of the year 2014. And if you are able, would you please stand with me? And as we close out this semester, as you head into finals, as you wear the ugly Christmas sweater, as you eat the Christmas sugar cookie, feel the joy because God is with us. Emmanuel, my friends. Emmanuel. Let's sing together.